Lagos. Okay. How you day, Lagos?
It's okay.
Lagos, what's up?
It's okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Marianne.
Okay.
Sheriff! Hey.
Oh, that's supposed to scare me, eh?
Both let stop.
Bro, Sheriff is my lover. It's not going to work.
But he stopped.
No. I had to laugh because yeah, so Sheriff, you know I love you.
You stop, yeah.
Okay, Daddy, bye.
All right. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's 12 minutes past 10. And this is What's Up, Lagos!
You know what? When I was a kid, there was a song that used to
not
really
too long
rock.
Ago.
I agree. Oh, yeah, I'm a baby.
Go on, kid.
Oh, I love it when you call me kid.
Okay.
Because I don't... Oh. Anyway, there's a song that they used to say, Lagos jump, Lagos jumping.
Yeah.
That's like a classic. Lagos has like really cool songs that can be played all day. That's my favorite.
Iko akit.
Hey.
Nigeria. Those that can't dance, they go giggy. Hey, dance. Stop making
anyway,
sounds.
Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning. We're very sane people on a very sane time belt.
You told us to say that. Go on,
so what he said. Yes, that's what we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, management, for letting us have this time belt.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Sure
it's a risk you took.
We appreciate you.
We thank management. You are so bold that you decided to take Marianne as if she's not enough. You called me from my cell room and brought me here. Thank you for taking this.
I mean, we love this. We love this. We like to wake up every day and just come and put some smiles on your face.
Look on the bright side. We've not burnt anything yet.
No, not at all. And we won't. We shan't.
Amen.
All we're going to do is burn all the bad things down.
Burn
them
all.
And let you have all the fun that you need to have.
All the fun.
For the 2 hours that we're going to be here.
2 hours.
Till 12 o'clock.
Till 12 o'clock.
My name is Mary Anacom, by the way.
My name is Stretch. Yeah. I forgot that.
These girls, they in fact, they almost fell off their chair. So your name is Marianne.
Yeah. I didn't know I was repeating you. I didn't know. Yeah. Yeah, we got this.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
It's time for Sound Off. We'll be right back. I want to go and laugh with
you. Sound Off now.
Okay, well, welcome. It's time for Sound Off. So we're going to keep it very short, sweet. You know, we're going to kiss it. Keep it short and sweet.
Short and simple.
Yes, sweet.
Simple.
So it's time for Sound Off. Yesterday we had, some guests in the studio who was talking about the midterm elections. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Nigerians were not just watching, but taking notes, you know, looking at how we can also better our electoral process. Mm-hmm. But then something stuck out like a sore thumb, for the want of a better way to put it.
Go on. Don't want just relax.
Instead,
the Lord is
so okay. Yes, somebody did tweet about, you know, these Americans who have Nigerian heritage, who at least, I think numbering up to 7, mm-hmm. who won several seats during this run of midterm elections in the US, and somewhat was congratulating them on behalf of the government of this country. I find that ridiculous.
Yeah.
I find that preposterous.
Yeah.
Because you see, these people are not Nigerians. As much as they have a heritage here, yes, it's all fine and dandy.
I think you should just say that again slowly. Some people don't think
these
so
people are not Nigerians.
They got it now.
They are Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They hold American passports.
Yeah.
They're second or maybe even third generation Nigerians. Do you understand me?
They do.
It's like, let me try to make sense of it. It's like Rishi Sunak, who has become the British Prime Minister,
then the
Indian government.
President. Thank you very much. We have an Indian president in the UK.
He is not Indian.
He's not. He is British.
He is British. I don't understand what Nigeria's. Please, I am a journalist. I studied government. I studied history. But I'm still tinkering with what Nigeria's foreign policy is under this government. I'm trying to understand, what is it? Is it idle tweets? Is it when they kill us that you now start writing things on Twitter and doing some press conferences? I'm trying to understand, what is Nigeria's foreign policy? Because tweeting and saying on behalf of the government,
it is annoying.
We want to celebrate. Please.
It is annoying. It is insulting. It is beneath us. If you want to...
It's embarrassing. It's low-down embarrassing.
If you want to say the American government...
No, I would rather that you tweet from your personal handle.
Yes.
And display your ignorance on your personal handle.
Don't
and say, this
come
is, this tweet is coming from me.
From me.
As opposed to making Nigerian government look like we don't have what to do.
And within the tweet, you mentioned Nigerian government on behalf of who...
Who sent you?
Are you... To come and say this on
our behalf. I think a lot of people, unfortunately, who have government jobs or government appointments do not necessarily know what their jobs are. And if you don't, please go read the fine print
if
of the job description that you were given.
If there's any, when they now...
And follow
when,
suit.
When they use, Google as the official handle. No, they do. They have men. People have lost jobs in other climes, but you can just go into, you think it's just you're tweeting because that's the only handle you manage now. That handle is saying Nigeria said this. That handle.
That's what I'm saying. People
saying
don't know
Nobel
their jobs.
Nobel laureate Wole Soyinka said this. That handle is saying people, the people that helped, that are working in NASA, that are Nigerian, said this. They are intelligent Nigerians.
Nigerians are intelligent people.
No,
don't play down on our intelligence.
There are lots of intelligent Nigerians.
Yes.
Millions of intelligent Nigerians. Just because you are in the four does not mean you should embarrass the people behind you.
Literally, this is what we would refer to as dragging us in potter.
And I'm here. We're here. We're trying to avoid a certain name because we respect the fact that the media produced you. Mm. We're not going to mention your name out of respect.
I respect the fact, and I'm also a bit worried that we produced you.
So you know who you are, but please, kindly
keep Nigeria out of this fickleness.
And the media, they respect us a bit. When people listen to radio, they think at least we did some research.
Yes.
So how can you be in such an exalted position? And you know zilch.
You tweet in ignorance. Please keep us out of it. We beg you. Thank you. And that's Sound Off.
All right, 7:42 on the clock, and we have to run a little fast because I know people are saying, yes, open up this phone lines. I need to tell you guys something. But the essence of this is asking you this. Are there lessons you've learned from being in a brawl or do something? I mean, you come out dressed neat. You didn't intend to raise your hand. You didn't intend to do anything, and somebody provoked you. They hit you before you hit them. Did you do that? Did it happen? Are there scars? Are there things you want to tell us about that will teach someone never ever to get into a brawl?
I'll teach you. Doesn't have to teach somewhere.
Yeah. Or something to teach you a lesson from that. Mm. You shouldn't have done that. You saw the guy, he was 4'7". Didn't know he could carry you up.
Say, I go brush you.
And drop you.
I go brush you.
Say, look at this small boy. I will deal with you there.
Find yourself. Because you have a Akpobi.
I find yourself. So, we're asking, because I've seen a man dressed neatly. His vehicle was worth at least 17 million. And he got out, and after 3 minutes, his trouser was torn.
Aye.
He was looking like a tout.
Aye.
You know? So, have you ever been in that? I have been in a brawl in primary school. Not a brawl. Somebody...
They beat you. Just say they beat you.
He pummeled me. There's a difference between beating and being pummeled. I was beating well. Yeah? But let's do this. So, let's share this experience. Mayor and myself... I mean, Mayor has never been in a fight. Never. Never. I mean, if
I've never been in a fight.
Yes,
look
never.
At me. I'm very fragile.
And I want to send a big shout out to Marianne's tailor. Marianne, whoever sews for Marianne doesn't use all the cloth she's given. Whoever makes her clothes, thank you very much. All the clothes you've been saving, God will judge you. She will buy 6 years, you'll use 3.
What does that mean?
God will judge you. Hmm? No, don't worry. People are you're cutting corners. But God will judge you. You should see me.
What do you mean?
Mayan, I'm fighting for you. All right, let's get to the phone lines right now. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're female, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you went beneath who you were? You didn't expect yourself.
You never
expected
it.
This guy, stop talking to me. You're hitting my chest. Why? Why? You knew your mother told you, don't ever fight. Don't get into, don't raise your hand. Don't do anything. Well, let me tell you my primary school story. I got there. Let's because I have political ambition.
0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. We want to hear your stories, especially please, the Lagos traffic ones.
Yes. Give me my WhatsApp, Lagos.
Oops. Oh,
Lagos traffic
that.
Ones please too. Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
All right, the lines are jumping on the
jump.
What's
hello,
up,
good
Lagos?
Morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir.
Yes, what's turn off your radio, please.
He's inside the car.
Oh, I'm in the car. You're
yes,
right.
I know. I know. I even know the type of car.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I've been in, I as much as possible, I try to avoid any problem.
Yes.
There are times.
Do you want to be anonymous?
Okay, I'm actually Shagun.
Okay, Shagun.
Actually
on the
Shagun.
Road, on the road constituency.
All right, actually Shagun, go on.
Yeah, so there are times where you don't want to, you avoid trouble, but there are also times where you need to tell them, come, I'm speaking enough. So when you see some people that come and hit you on the chest,
yes,
you do what you need to do to save yourself. So sometimes it's not about being quiet or being gentle. Parents must have taught you to avoid, you know, those type of fights. But sometimes you have to own it up and then do what you need to do.
Do you really ever have to own it up? Can't you
just walk away? Whatever happened to walking away?
Yes, sometimes you have to walk away, especially. And then another thing I have learned, because I started learning martial arts at some point. So when you see that their hands are maybe in their pockets or their hands are maybe behind them or something, my brother, my sister, walk away.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't know what's
coming
out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this life now one.
My brother,
it's very sweet.
God bless you. Yeah.
That's a very good word of advice, because this life, I chop it with fork.
Yeah.
Not spoon.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So you cannot come and break
somebody's. Put your hand in your pocket. How?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay,
cheers to life, Vitaly. Good morning.
I want to remain anonymous.
Okay, your name has given us your ID card.
Please, that are two brothers. They say, off a bike, and the one with Fenton. Have they confiscated and abandoned and taking their own property? Is it only a property they want to confiscate and
abandon?
We're not discussing a query, my anonymous Otari.
What?
Right? We're not discussing.
Where do you come from with these things? You just wake up and just call us with these things. Very outlandish.
But it's fine. All right, 10:48 on the clock, and we got just about 2 minutes to do this before going on a very short break.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been involved in a situation where you find yourself, look, me, a homie, get into this situation? And the last martial artist that spoke to us gave a piece of advice. When you get into a situation and somebody is trying to be somehow, you can walk away,
especially if they have their hands in their pockets. They've got plans for you, baby. They've got plans
bigger
for you.
Plans. All right,
yeah.
0700-993-993-993, or you call us if you're a female. Do females ever get, I think females get into this situation sometimes with themselves. Yeah. 01465-71 with guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Please turn on the volume of your radio.
It's off.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Bidemi.
All right, Bidemi. Oh, yeah, tell us. Have you ever?
See, I learned one thing. Anytime you want to fight and you notice that people are not around, you better keep calm and move away. I remember that day we wanted to play football.
Yeah.
So the stuff we are using was beside my house. So I'm like the FIFA.
Okay.
So I have to decide who we play and who we not play.
Yeah.
So there was this guy, he was a baller, very well.
So then I choose. I was like, I was supposed to play in the first set.
Mm.
I was not, I just a ginger. I say, like, nobody, I will play first set. And I wanted to remove the post. If they leave the guy near him, normally the guy will beat me hands down.
Yes.
But me, with my ginger, I don't think if I don't ginger, I think he won't calm down.
Yes.
Baba don't ready for me, and everybody ready there, I don't, no, he won't leave. I don't see a thing go do. And I don't think the thing that they change. I just kind of tell you, say, like, God, sir, no one play to you. Let's go.
You took the highway quickly.
You made a U-turn.
Ran away. All don't right. want to hear that. She said, Mama, run. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? You have 30 seconds.
Can 30 seconds be enough?
Yeah, call us back. Call us back.
Don't worry. Call Save that back. Story. Save mm-hmm. it. Post it there.
Call us back. We'll take a quick break and bring you some messages. Right after that, we'll come back to have this conversation. Stay with us.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
What's up, Lagos?
Well,
don't
finish.
Yeah, it's not finished. There's scarcity everywhere. Yeah.
4 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3, the nation's number one talk.
Number one.
And sports radio station. And we're reaching you live from Itumeyang Crescent this morning. Away from all the very interesting, fun topics, let's talk about serious matters. Mm-hmm. This is the serious aspect of What's Up Lagos.
So brace up.
As we are, of course, in the election season and campaigns are on daily from one town to the other, it's important that we focus on issues because you see there's a wind that comes with the campaign
and they want to take you
and sloganism takes and over.
Sometimes they even bring artists. You go there and they are singing, they are dancing.
My goodness.
They're doing kelewu, and after
and
they
forget the,
you go and
the
eat,
reason why we
and
were
everybody
there.
Goes away.
Yeah.
No manifesto, no plan, nothing.
Even those manifestos are written by people who may not necessarily have the mandate, but they write it. And then those who read the manifesto or put it out there don't have any intentions of, you know, doing whatever it is that is what was written in the manifesto.
And in radio and TV, we say if someone gives you content, he has given you a lot. Mm. Now, Nigeria is in such a place that we have so many things you could say you want to do because there are so many things undone.
Mm.
So those are issues you could campaign with, but are we doing that?
That's a big question. And that's why we have our guest in the studio this morning. We're going to be talking about issue-based campaigns. Our guest is the chairman, ACT Network, and always a pleasure to have conversations with him. Mm-hmm. Segun Sobhiton, it's so good to have you join us in the studio this morning.
It's nice to be here.
Good to see,
good to see you too.
Yes, but you know, we have to let you into the house.
Yes, you see, so we have a custom. When you come on the show, you have to join the madness.
I know.
It's good. It's very decent. He's too posh. He's acting posh for
us. When we were doing the normal, this light,
he
was looking at us, God, look at these people. It's so uncultured.
They're so
uncultured. Yeah, okay.
It's your turn, sir.
Welcome. So you hear this bell.
Watch me start making this noise.
With what's up, Lagos? Yes.
Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
What's up, Lagos?
This is our best guest.
Yes, quiet. You know, there's one thing we give those that can do this for this long.
Mm.
They must have been in a choir. So we say they are esquire.
Esquire. Yes. It was in choir.
We got this.
100%.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I love it. Doesn't it feel therapeutic after the scream?
It's crazy.
It's really good.
Look, I'm used to screaming, actually.
Good. So you feel good.
Things now.
Yes. Preach, Pastor. Preach.
It's the only place that you can really be crazy.
Let it out.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Plus, what's up, Lagos?
I think I was in church. What's up, Lagos? Great. Segun Sobhiton is the chairman at Network. Now, Segun, we laid the foundation for this conversation as to, because it's very easy, like we said, to be drawn into a brawl, you know, either it's online, you know, a lot of, you know, jaw-jawing as opposed to actions or detailing plans and strategies on how you intend to get us out of where we are. So, but let's start by asking, why do you think that our campaigns take the turn that they take daily?
The answer to that is very simple.
Okay.
And it's very, I think it's very obvious. It's in the interest of the political class to ensure that the campaigns are not issue-based. It's in their interest. So they do everything in their power to move the narrative in that direction. This is not new. It's not starting with this campaign season, as you know, as it is in 2022, 2023. So it was in 2018, 2019. So it was in 2014, 2015, and so on and so forth. And it looks as if it's getting worse and worse. You know, the moment we can engage with our politicians in a cerebral manner, they will lose the plot, because then they would have to talk to us about the things that you were talking about just now. You know, there's so many things that have not been done that are opportunities for somebody to come forward and give us a plan. They don't want to do that. So, you know, so they put out people out there to drive the campaigns and the narrative in the direction of mud slinging. Mud slinging happens all over the world. You know, it's not a new thing.
It's natural,
It's natural. When people contest for something that is valuable, they will try to, you know, take a nibble at their opponents. But in Nigeria, it's the mud slinging that takes the preeminence, and almost no conversation, no issue-based cerebral conversation happens. And anywhere that you see that happening, the politicians with the advantage stay away.
Okay, so has the electorate been, for loss of words, have we been boxed into a place where we don't expect any other thing? And have they been, they've been getting away with this for many times? They'll go there, they'll stand, they'll tell us nothing, they'll come out. Even when they make promises, we don't hold them to it. So at this point now, are we still going through this same thing again? Is there a way to change this narrative? Is there anything we can do?
It's going to be very difficult. And I say that because the things that drive it are strong, right? And it's not coincidental, it's not incidental, it's not happenstance. It's teleguided. What you see happening season in, season out is a strategy in itself. You know, so it won't go away until we get to the point where political office, the reward for holding political office, is not as sweet and enticing as it is. We will not have issues-based campaigns. It's unfortunate.
I'm all I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the people who are declaring and running for offices in this country do not intend by in any way to change the course of this country. You're telling me that the reason why they predetermine or they do what they do during campaign season is because they don't intend to do anything for Nigerians.
Absolutely.
So why run for these offices?
Self-interest. It's really very simple. You know, so when you take the candidates that are on the table today, and you say, okay, these are the serious contenders. If you look at three, maybe four of them, but really three, and we all know the three that I'm talking about, look at the antecedents. Except if you are being just dishonest with yourself, the track record speaks to the fact that these guys are largely about feathering their nests. This is what they've done for all the years we've known them in public office. Almost all of them. You know, so I don't know. I'm not sure this is, you know, we say we want to keep this issue based and lead by example.
We're on issue now.
By not calling names. You know, but if you look at all of those candidates and you look at their history, look at their public record, look at their public life, look at how they've obtained their stupendous armory of money, wealth, you find that it's all shadowy. You know, you really can't point to a very clear timeline, a path from when they were nobodies to when we suddenly saw them. You know, so it's all shadowy, and that's the tragedy, you know, for us as a country. And because of that, it's difficult to interrogate these guys. They won't subject themselves to the scrutiny.
I want to differ and also ask a question, because you somewhat answered the question I wanted to ask by saying these people are just a handful, let's say 17, 18 of them running for this office, and we're 200 plus million Nigerians. if they don't want to subject themselves, do we not have the powers to subject them to speaking to us? Because an antecedent has been set. President Buhari hardly spoke to us, has not still spoken to us. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of his government, he was going out of the country, then he would speak to Nigerians. And then there's a precedence now. How do we break that precedence? Because we have the media, we have the People's Parliament, the Office of the Citizen of the Federal Republic. Why can't we take advantage of those opportunities and the powers that come with that? Or is it that we already conquered in our minds?
Well, you see, so the thing is, and the politicians understand this, the votes that determine who becomes whatever, whether it's president, senator, governor, whatever, mm-hmm. Are predominantly from the bottom of the pyramid.
Okay.
People that are highly illiterate and that are poor, right? So a man that is illiterate and poor is more concerned with how he will survive and eat the next meal.
Yeah.
Therefore, he is really not too concerned about asking, you know, getting involved in debate and asking some funny questions. Give him some money, tell him one or two things, platitudes, and, you know, he goes with you. The people that should drive this narrative and the people that can do what you're talking about, break us free from this pattern, is the middle class, the elite of society. And sadly, in Nigeria,
they are compromised.
Heavily compromised. You know, I had this debate with some friends and we're still having this debate, and I used exactly that word that you used. Our elite, the middle class elite, is compromised, and they're divided. In any society that makes progress, any society that makes progress anywhere in the world, there's elite consensus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a word that is becoming a buzzword now. Elite consensus, you know. So we as the middle class, as the people that have access to a radio mic like this and are talking, must agree amongst ourselves that this is how this country will need to go for us to make progress. That agreement doesn't exist in Nigeria. And sadly, I don't think we will ever get it.
We will ever get it.
I don't think so. You know, I know that that sounds
very,
I know that that sounds
pessimistic.
Sounds very pessimistic extremely pessimistic.
Yes, but the reason I say that is, for it to change, we need to get a leader into office who will change the way we change our values. You know, there's a lot of
when you say issues. We, that means concerted effort.
Absolutely.
It's not just but then we have the political party situation where we, some of us, again, the elites or the middle class, think that, oh, you know, this thing is a dirty game.
Yeah.
We ought not to be in it. And so these parties decide who they throw up.
Absolutely.
And then we're at the whims and caprices of this world, or we're at the mercy of whoever is the lesser demon. Mm-hmm. So how do we bridge that or break into that space so that the concerted effort we're making reference to can be tapped into?
So I guess let me backtrack a bit and, you know, so I know that sounded pessimistic. When I say never, I don't mean never. I mean it's going to be tough.
Unlikely.
It's unlikely, and it's good. Even if it will happen, it will take a long time, except something exceptional breaks that pattern for us and produces a leader. Everything rises and falls on leadership. That's John Maxwell. Everything rises. So until we get a leader who is determined to do right for the majority and who will drive the narrative of society, you know, be deliberate about changing our values and the way we do things, we will continue to struggle along this path.
I'm a bit curious now. When you say the middle class are divided, and we agree that they are compromised, and the middle class are those that are more informed, they are not wretched, they might be poor, but they are not wretched. On what camps? You know, you find them divided. I mean, like, if the poor, the ones that don't have anything, they just want to subsist. But if you're middle class and you know a bit, but you choose to pitch your tent with this, this one pitches his tent with that. This is the point where Nigeria should actually be the most together. Look at Rwanda. Something happened.
Absolutely.
The whole country involved. And at the point in time, they said, okay, let's leave the ashes. We have something in common. We had bloodshed. Our country was taken back years. Let's move. Do you think Nigeria has not, we've not gone through that to unite our middle class? Why are we divided still?
We haven't gone through, aside from the civil war.
There's no genocide.
Aside from the civil war was the.
But do we have to get to that point? I guess that's what he's asking.
I don't think we need to get to that point, but something must give. Something. So in Rwanda, for example, it wasn't just the civil war.
Yeah.
It was the fact that they had a dictator.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, let's face it, Kagame is a dictator, and he just simply said, look, no more. They're lucky that he means well, so he's been doing
he's
well.
He's trying to do well.
And he's trying
to give that to him.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you know, so that's what gave for them. For us, something must give before this thing that you talk about will happen. So right now we're divided along, as we all know, religious lines,
ethnic
lines. The ethnic conversation is now very strong because of what's played out. You've got a northern Fulani man, you've got a southern Yoruba man, and a southern Igbo man being the front runners, and the divisions have just gone in that direction.
Okay.
You know, so and then I need to say this as well. There is also another divide.
Okay.
Which
and
is?
That divide is economic. So a part of the civil, the middle class elite benefit from
this
part of the oligarchy. They benefit from this situation. So they deliberately, you know, so you listen to them and you know that this guy can't possibly believe this thing he's saying.
Yeah.
So there must be something else driving
that's fueling this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know? Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about focused issue-based campaigns, how we can focus on issue-based campaigns as opposed to the mudslinging and the diversionary tactics that our politicians always undertake when it comes to election season. And we're asking how we can, and when I say we, all Nigerians, we will have the best interests of Nigeria at heart, can together change the narrative or change the direction of the cause of these campaigns to telling us how you can and will bring us out of what we... I mean, you all know, a bag of rice has that... Some days ago was 50-something thousand.
Some days ago was 43. Now it's 50-something
thousand. I mean, I can't tell you too many things that we're having to deal with. So if a person says, I'm going to... And of course, we talked about insecurity yesterday and what's happening in the Southeast. And I had a conversation with a former DSS boss who was saying that we can't just keep saying we want to employ 10,000. What's the strategy? What are we doing to the police officers who are here already? How are we taking care of them? There's a lot that needs to be done. How do you just tell me, I'll put an end to insecurity? I'll bring hope. Hope is here. Something is here. What are you going to do? And what are those actionable plans? Let's look at it. Break it down to us. And let's understand if you can do it or if you can't do it. These are questions that we all need to be asking. So as a Nigerians, are we asking those questions? Our guest is the chairman of ACT Network. And he's been giving us his two cents on this matter. We will quickly go for a break. But before we do that, the phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Are we going to take the backseat yet again, even when we say that Nigeria's elections in 2023 is going to be a game changer? We keep saying that, but does the game really change?
Just cliche, I think.
Exactly.
Game
and we've been given to this slogan.
Sloganization. Can we take a couple of calls before
Let's see if we can take one call, quick call before we go for that break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Yes, what's your name, sir?
I'm Mr. Paul.
All right, Mr. Paul, go ahead.
From Lekki. Yeah.
Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the enlightenment. Of course, there is always a need for people to bring issues to the table while campaigning, and not just this is what I can do or this is what I cannot do. But then I want to say that over time, the challenge in this country has not been the leaders. I believe it has been the elite, the public, people, the masses that are being led. You know, because I don't know how people always have some short memory of yesterday, and then today somebody just give them one or two stipends, and then they are just making noise for the person. So, I believe that the people should look inward. What they really want? What does Nigerians want? And then, hunger doesn't know your religion, doesn't know your ethnicity, doesn't know your language. Mm. Hunger is a universal language. So everybody should come together to fight against a common enemy. Because if you look at it,
the people that are coming to tell us one or two things, they have been telling us that for years.
Yeah.
It's a constant thing, and we know it. And okay. Then when they come to tell us, they tell us.
We have to go. We have to go, Paul. But thank you very much. Very interesting points that you've made. We'll be back after the break with Segun Chopitan, still talking about issue-based campaigns. Be right back. All right, still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, 39 minutes come past the 11 o'clock hour. We are still talking about focusing on issue-based campaigns. The campaign season is, in fact, it's at our doorsteps, and these politicians are going around asking for your votes, throwing parties and jamborees. But beneath all of that, can we ask the right questions? Are we asking the right questions? Are we making sure that we get the right answers and explanations as opposed to the pomp and ceremony that we see on the campaign trails? We want to hear from you. Our guest is still here in the studio. Our guest is Segun Chopitan. He is the chairman of
the Network. Okay, let's go back on his name. Segun Chopitan.
Chopitan.
Again?
Chopitan.
Because when Chopitan, it's like...
Please, leave Marianne, please.
Hey, I'm on your side now.
Thank you. The name, the owner of the name is not angry. Why are you the vex for him now?
I remember when we finished this, guys.
No, okay. Madam, please enjoy yourself.
Chopitan. It sounds like I'm about to speak South African.
Don't enjoy yourself.
You see that? You see what I'm saying?
0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We are live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3. Also, we're live on YouTube, so go to NigeriaInfo99.3. Post your comments, questions. We want you to be part of the conversation. You as a Nigerian, because you see, we're all stakeholders here. When we say, oh, the stakeholders, no. It's you and I.
That's true.
The Nigeria that we're talking about, it belongs to you and I. And just as our guest, one of our callers said, hunger knows no tribe, no religion. It doesn't know whether your senatorial district.
Doesn't care.
It doesn't even care.
Doesn't care.
How do we raise that concerted effort and be part of that we desire? The phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Okay.
All right. What's your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Joe Mankpa.
All right, go ahead, sir.
I'm a senior citizen. Okay. I want to say here, I appreciate your communication, what you've been saying. And I just want to raise one or two issues. I think there's that general impression that there shouldn't be mudslinging in our campaign. But nothing rules it out if there are issues that are quite clear to the public domain. For the those who are aspiring to public offices, they should be able to defend themselves over such issues.
Mm-hmm.
If you raise particular issues against a candidate or candidates. So I think that is one thing that is equally important in what we should be pursuing at this political campaign going on.
Okay.
And second, hello?
Go on,
We're listening.
And secondly, what is happening in Nigeria is even worse than genocide. We know the concept of genocide, but if we talk of what is happening in Nigeria now, hunger all over the place, killings here and there, and so on and so forth. We know that even our case is virtually worse than that of Rwanda, we're always referring to.
Mm.
And so, people should rise above board. Hunger, like somebody and most of us have been saying, it has no boundary.
Mm.
Anger has no boundary. Everybody is touched. And so, let us speak. Let us look beyond all this rubbish that is going on and pick persons or people who we feel can deliver this country from the present situation. That is my take for this morning.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling in. We have 10 minutes on the clock. We're going to try to do this. 60 seconds. Put your thoughts together when you call us so you can go straight to the point, all right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up, Cheers to Life? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joy calling.
All right, Joy.
Joy, go ahead.
Your guests have said it all. You know, this election that is even coming, I'm afraid self that Nigeria will not see peak somebody that can do something in this country. Mm. Because I talk to some people, the way they speak, it's like they have done something to many of Nigeria brain. They cannot even remember what they have been passing through. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joy, for calling, and you're bang on time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up, Chester Life? Good morning. Are you calling from?
All from Egbeda.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Yeah, there can't be any change in Nigeria without principally dealing on illiteracy. The level of illiteracy in Nigeria cannot make us get it right.
Mm.
Because when you look at other countries that have gotten it right, look at their level of illiteracy, you will discover that we are so far behind. So the only way that will make me appreciate a good life is if I'm educated. And if I'm educated, it will deal with the issue of religion. I cannot be bamboozled. Somebody cannot brainwash me with religion or tribe.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the elite understands and the politicians understands this weapon, they will continue to bring down the educational level in Nigeria so that they will always give us a rhetoric that will make us believe that tribe and religion wins vote and election in Nigeria.
Okay.
So I don't see us getting it right in 2023.
Okay. Thank you very much. 60 seconds, 1 minute, just go straight to the point. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos? Yes, alive. What's your name? Where you
Hello, the prophet in use of prophet.
Aigbe.
What's up there for me? What of my baby?
Your baby is here. Queen of Sheba.
Hallelujah be thy name.
Hallelujah.
The queen from Sheba.
Queen of Sheba.
Yeah, you know what, my son?
Yes, ma'am.
When you have a case to answer,
yes.
Do you go and call tomato seller?
No, mommy.
You go to lawyer that has already known the law to discharge you and acquit you, have you?
Yes, mommy.
Yes.
So the same thing applies to whoever is choosing to represent any constituency,
yes.
Any local government.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a stark illiterate, there are laws laid down that he ought to follow to execute project. Is it not so?
Yes,
mommy.
Whereby he cannot read and write. Somebody is there, like my son, to interpret for him.
I'm here.
Yes.
Not really until you have to have the whole education on your brain.
Thank
okay.
you.
And yet become ineffective or become educated illiterate.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. 60 seconds.
Ma'am.
Remember.
Thank you. Ma'am.
Go straight to the point. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Why
are you calling his government
name?
My name is King Wokoma.
Wokoma, go ahead.
King Wokoma, Kabo.
Yes, sir.
He's the only one
that I had that voice. I knew that, yes. I now said yes. You're not in the tennis court. You're talking real, you know, real issues.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And it's now or never.
Mm.
It's either we get it right or forever be doomed. That is the state.
Absolutely.
So I just hope that especially the young generation, for some of us, yes, we can find a way around some of these things,
yeah.
And we don't suffer too much. But for these young ones, even if the Japa, home is still home.
Okay.
And they still have mothers, fathers, relations, they have everybody back home.
Mm.
I'm sure they're not going to attack the whole community, the whole village, everybody won't leave.
Mm.
So this is time to read the lines and look beyond tribe, religion,
okay.
And let's make it work.
All right, thank you very much
thank
for calling,
so
King. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos, are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Pastor Dr. Harrison.
Pastor Doctor. Welcome to the show.
All right.
All that have called in have said well, but there are issue based. When you look at our foundation, there are errors. And the Bible says that when the righteous rule it, the people rejoice.
Mm.
And when the foundation is destroyed, what can they do? When you look at our constitutional bees. If you, a child is going to school, they will ask, go and bring your state of origin. Mm. These are already dividing us. Mm. This is, has a great impact in our lifestyle. Mm. Then that is why we can be able to define who is from this, who is from this. Mm. And whosoever comes from this tribe, people will tend to say, because it's my tribe side. And forgetting the key thing, like what other has said, that hunger does not know tribe. Hunger does not know religion. Hunger does not know education. Hunger does not know poverty. Hunger does not know your degree.
Okay.
Hunger is hunger everywhere.
All right. Thank you very much. Point taken. Well, unfortunately, time is not on our side, so we'll quickly run through the messages before we wrap things up here because we have just about 2 minutes on the clock.
All right, let's read as quickly as we can. The whole issue is a case of having a meal from a particular food spot with very low standard, and whenever you go there, you reluctantly eat because no other option. Now, someone offers you an opportunity to get better meal elsewhere, but you still want to reserve the money and eat at the same place, but still complain for no reason. We need to change the entire system totally from these same people. Patrick from Akute, thank you for being straight and not mentioning names. Abeguna, good morning. Oh, this song, okay, this one's talking about another thing, a song. And all right, so we don't have much of them reacting.
Too many messages. Before we go, Shagun, I know that you work with CSOs, and the onus is not just an INEC, nor the NOA that's non-existent, that only comes alive a few days to the elections. Not just on the media, because they're also doing their job. Maybe we could do more. But CSOs have a serious role to play. How are you making sure that this is front and center in all of the conversations that we're having going forward?
I mean, it's education. You know, you can't overemphasize the need to enlighten the public and just encourage people to ask these questions. So a lot of civil society organizations are involved in this in one manner or the other, including organizing debates, you know, and all of that, and expecting and hoping that these candidates will come forward.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to quickly say, maybe because I know we're running out of time, one of the callers said something, and I think it's important to also highlight this. When we talk about issues, we should not forget that the character issue is an issue.
Yes, it is.
Right. So we need to also ask questions of these candidates regarding the character question. So there are four things that we're looking for in our president. We want character, capacity, competence, and courage.
Mm.
Add the courage one, because you can't do anything without being very courageous. And
you need to have the guts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No guts, no glory.
On, to take on the things that need to be taken on. But the character matter, you know, is very important.
And
we all need to look
interrogate
that.
Yes. And how can we do that if we don't have a one-on-one, a tete-a-tete with these guys? We have to go.
Yes, we have to go.
Time is not on
our
side.
And Mr. Shokwitong, we will have to bring you back again.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that.
I needed to do that. We have to bring you back again sometimes.
Shagun, you have to be back here next week. We have to drag you, even if we need to put a rope around your waist and bring you in.
Tie it. You can tie it now.
Shagun Shokwitong is the chairman of Axe Network. It was really good having this conversation. I think we need to have more of these kinds of conversations going forward. All right. Well, Lagos, that's the show today. We want to appreciate you all for being part of the conversation. Let's not just listen and sensationalize these issues. Let's think and act on them. It's very important so that it doesn't look like water poured on the back of a chicken.
Yeah. All right.
Ahead.
So we got to go. My name is Stretch. Talk to someone. Even if it's one person, let them get to know what you know.
Yes,
all right. Check me out on Instagram, Stretch Original. On Twitter, Stretch Cool.
And follow Nigeria Info on all our social media platforms on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and like, subscribe, and watch all our programs, even the previous ones, on YouTube, or go to www.nigeriainfo.fm and play catch up. I'm Mary Ann O'Cone. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MIMIEYO, or just look for Mary Ann Duke O'Cone everywhere else. Shego, once again, thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming in.
All right, and that's it tonight. Today.
Today.
Today, not today. Goodbye, Lagos.
Thank you.